Good morning, good morning. Whoa. Welcome to Practically Magic Healing, formerly known as the Grieving Mama. Wow. So, it's been a while. I've slacked, and I do want to apologize to my listeners who may have been waiting for my next upcoming podcast. So I'm sorry. And for those of you who are new, welcome. And thanks for joining in and listening. My name is Monique. My podcast, excuse me, I really should be doing this while I'm not making breakfast, but I need to eat. And I just wanted to get this off my chest, so that's something you'll learn about me when I'm in one of those I gotta get it out there kind of moments. I just go with the flow, whether I'm making something to eat or doing something. But my podcast originally started out, as I said, The Grieving Mama, and it was me talking about my, well, pretty much venting and letting go of all this raw emotions and stuff that I was dealing with while experiencing some very troubling losses. I had experienced a few baby losses. I won't go into how many. I mean, if you want to know more, please listen to older podcasts. Information's all in there. So I made this podcast not just for mamas, but, you know, for papas and family members who are experiencing grief due to losses, and not just babies, because, I mean, we experience losses in all types of ways, whether it be the loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, a loss of a pet, any kind of loss. But as I said, my page was particularly made during the time that I was experiencing a loss of a child. And as I've progressed throughout the year, or years, I've kind of transitioned my podcast into a healing process, because we need to heal. We can't always just focus on the grieving portion. And you will, again, notice that in my process, I was like a roller coaster emotionally. I was up and down with my moods. I suffer from depression, so, and anxiety, many things. So, if it's something you want to listen to or take a peek at, please do so. I made costs or something. I honestly don't remember. I haven't listened to my podcast personally in a while. But yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. Today I kind of just wanted to give an update on as to why I really haven't been on. I am, well, pregnant, as I mentioned in previous podcast. I'm in now my third trimester, which, oh my gosh, I wasn't sure if I'd ever get here. You know, this getting here was a huge milestone for me. And it's just been a crazy ride. Not just the pregnancy, but life. You know, it's unexpected and things happen. So let me fill you all in. We recently moved, and when I say we, I'm referring to myself and my husband, our landlord, I guess you can call him friend, a landlord friend that we were renting from apparently sold his old house, and then, you know, informed us about 3 weeks ago that he would be moving into our house that we were renting from him. So we had to find a place really soon. And luckily I found one within my husband's budget. And yeah, we've been the last 2 weeks just moving on in slowly. I mean, it took us about a week to move everything in, being, you know, considering we both work and are in school. So yeah, now we're in the whole arranging and situating stage, while also trying to make sure we have enough space for the baby stuff, which we haven't even begun to start packing into this house. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind ride, I guess you can say. So with that, I have barely touched on any kind of self-care. Well, let me not say any kind, but I have barely taken time to meditate every single day, which I was doing. I haven't even practiced Reiki on myself, and I can't even remember how long it's been. And again, these are things that I was doing every morning. I had a morning routine. I'd wake up, I'd start my coffee, and in the midst of starting my coffee, I'd sit down and I'd pray, and I'd give thanks to the Lord for my many blessings. And then I'd begin my Reiki, and then my meditation, and then my yoga, and that was my morning. And then I drink my coffee. And now it's just been a whole mess. It's been a smorgasbord of things each morning, because that's not my routine anymore. It's make breakfast, make coffee, try to figure out what I'm gonna do with my day, try to rest as much as I can, because I have PSA and I have had flare-ups that are like outrageous. And I'm very I've been tempted to try a new medication that my doctor says is safe to take while pregnant, but with all the side effects that it'll cause just myself alone, I've opted out to not take them, just hold on to maybe the last week of pregnancy, or maybe just when I have the baby. But yeah, so right now, as far as self-care goes, I've been taking care of that situation mostly with my feet, using essential oils, my feet and my hands, because that's where the PSA and the RA are the worst. So I've been using a mix of, I've been taking orally 2 drops of Copaiba. And then each night before I go to bed, because that's when, you know, I finally get to rest and I'm not on my feet, I put on I use cocoa butter lotion because my feet, and I put 2 drops of Aroma Touch and Deep Blue each, and then I rub it on both of my feet. And then I go to sleep like that. I'm able to sleep. I mean, it's been a little difficult because I have also been dealing with like restless leg syndrome. So it takes a little while, but it helps ease that pain that I've been dealing with. I've also had to add a little bit of tea tree and lavender because I have had, I'm going to assume it's like an infection or something in my feet as well, due to the PSA. So it's just, it's been a lot, but that's the only self-care that I've been working on with myself technically without, you know, not including the meditation and Reiki, which I at some point will get to again, yes, because, you know, that's very important. That also helps with like mind, body, and soul healing, and I need to remind myself of that, because like that's what has helped me throughout these past month, well, throughout the past year with everything. And I just feel like I've been so tired and so busy that I just haven't even bothered to work on myself. So now that I have like my lanai set up with all my plants, and I got my own little, it looks like a little garden area. It looks like a little jungle in my lanai, and I love it because it looks so, it's so tranquil and peaceful. I can sit out there and just zen out. So I am, that's what I've been waiting for, to just like chill. And I will be doing that probably this week as soon as my feet are a little more less swollen. I will definitely get to it. But I just really, really, really wanted to give you guys all an update on everything that's going on. And because I know I said in the past that I wanted to be consistent with at least a monthly podcast. So I think I've kept my word. We're still in June. So, and my last one was in May for Mother's Day. So I think I'm good with keeping my word, even though I was afraid I wasn't. But I will definitely get on here with a new meditation to share with you all pretty soon. Hopefully before the month is over. I cannot guarantee I would be able to do that, because like I said, we're still in the process of moving things around. But I just really wanted to give you all an update. So I am going to end this session, or, well, wow, session. I'm going to end this podcast with my favorite little quote that I usually say at the end of everything. And it's, never miss an opportunity to tell someone that you love them. Yes, because today's not promised and neither is tomorrow. So be that bigger person. Share and spread the love. And I will talk to you all pretty soon. Thanks for listening, and please share. I appreciate it, and I love it when you share. And also, if you want to talk or anything or have any questions, feel free to ask me. Send me a message. All right. Have a wonderful day. Bye.